It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Bizarre Dutch TV show challenges men to guess if a woman is pregnant or just chubby.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
And it's brought to you in part by Nom Nom, life in the snack lane.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James.
And Haven Real Estate. Okie dokie, Kevin.
Well, it is news time, and we go straight to the dip. What do you like dipping it in? When I say a dip, Jay, what is the first one that comes to your mind?
Boy, I do like that French onion dip. I do like...
French... Oh, you're... Okay, like a dip for potato chips.
Yeah.
Yes, okay.
Seven-layer dip. I would say that's probably in the top, you know, five-ish.
Yeah, that is very fair, Jay. And what I should have said...
You're thinking more au jus or what?
To get your brain into the right area would be dipping sauces.
Oh, man. Yeah. Okay. I like the, almost the hotter the better, to be honest.
Yeah.
So, trying to think of what
You're a big fan of the buffalo.
Mm-hmm. Buffalo's probably it. I think that's... probably going to be my number one.
Maybe your go-to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Most used dipping sauce.
Yeah.
Producer Steve, tell us about your dipping sauces.
Yeah, I would probably go either barbecue or ranch.
Shocker.
Okay.
What, am I being
basic?
Those
are two very, every place has them.
Yeah, for a reason.
Yeah.
They're very generic.
Yeah.
But they are delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I agree. I can't be mad at you for liking those.
No, I mean, they're popular for a reason because a lot of people have milder palates than buffalo sauce.
Right. I don't know why I don't like buffalo sauce very much. It doesn't make sense to me. It seems like something I would love.
It and does,
I just,
yeah.
I just don't. I just don't love it.
Because it's not that you don't love spicy. It's not that you don't like hot.
There's something about the flavor that's a little off to me. And I'm like, no, nope. That's not it. Well, ranch has been the dipping sauce king for quite a while. I mean, barbecue sauce does well, but
sure.
Ranch has like a life of its own. And that is why I will ask you this question now. Do you ever dip your sandwich or your hamburger into, do you try to get it in there and get some sauce on it?
I mean, I do that, but it's not usually with a ranch or anything like that. Sometimes I'll just dip it. Like if I put ketchup on for fries, and I don't ever put ketchup on my burger, but if I dip it for some reason, it feels different, which is really weird.
Yeah.
I'd agree with that statement.
That it's weird or that it's...
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why I do that. But I won't put it on the burger, though, but I'll dip it.
Yeah, I won't make a hamburger at home. I mean, if I make a hamburger at home, I'm putting... ketchup on it, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But I always will do a squirt of ketchup on the plate next to it in case I need to dip it.
Yeah, because it's like, well, what if it's just a little dry? I need a little bit more.
Yeah. It's a dipping is good times. And that is why Hidden Valley Ranch has teamed up with Burger King to bring you the Big Dip.
Oh.
It is a much bigger cup of sauce, okay? Of your dipping sauce for your Hidden Valley ranch. And the whole concept is for your burger to fit into it.
Wow.
So you can
actually
dip your hamburger right into it.
This is genius. This is a good
idea. It is a great idea. How did it take so long?
I don't know. Well, whoever's, doing the research over there, good job.
Unfortunately, it's only starting out in some of the bigger cities right now. Blah, blah, blah. But you can go to hiddenvalley.com, that is the website of the ranch people, and for a limited time, while they last, $1, you can buy your own cup.
Wow. Okay.
So now I went there.
Not just the cup, it's full of it? It's full of the...
Yes, okay. It's full of the ranch.
Okay, all right, I'm just checking.
Thank you, Jay.
Yeah. Oh, it's full of it.
I'm glad you brought that up.
$1 for the cup.
Yeah, that would be a bummer if it wasn't there.
Batteries not included.
Yeah, so I was like, ooh, do you have a combo that you want that? Now, the ranch, I'm with you. The ranch and the hamburger, I'm not sure that's my deal.
Mm-mm.
I don't think that's what I
want. What about
like
tartar or like, you know, something you might have on fries anyway, or like a the, you know, fry sauce? Hamburger with that or no?
Yeah, I eat the Wrangler from Zips.
Right.
And if I dip it in fry sauce, it's the only way to make the Wrangler better.
Yeah.
And it already has barbecue sauce on it.
Right.
But for some reason, you can still dip that. Oh, my gosh. I'm just thinking about it. Oh, I'm getting a little woozy. Somebody save me from myself.
Get me a Wrangler. Dipping
you dip
good
that
time.
In fry sauce. If they had a large cup of fry sauce, that would be trouble.
And that you would pay an extra dollar for the, I mean, if you need be, you would pay a.
Oh, yeah.
Did you guys
apparently
want the extra
this
large?
The big cup is free for customers.
Sure.
At the participating restaurants.
Right.
We just don't have a participating restaurant, so we got to buy our big dip.
Yeah. I think it's a pretty good idea. I like it. Well done.
Steve,
well,
do you have a hamburger that you dip in a sauce or not?
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever, I mean, I guess I'm not opposed to dipping, but I've never really done it because I just, you know, put it all on there. Or if I need extra, then I'll, you know, open it back up.
Put more on.
Yeah.
What'd you say, more on?
You did.
Oh, yeah. We are what you are.
Yeah.
Well, oh, I do. Yeah. I know I have had horsey sauce on a hamburger before.
Yep.
Too spicy.
Because old Arby's had the, you know, they did the hamburgers for a while. And I'm sure they still probably have them. But, you know, they were trying to show off their hamburgers for a while. And I was like, you know what? I'll try it, Arby's. But you put some horsey sauce on that? Ooh, baby.
I've put horsey sauce on almost everything I've brought as a leftover here.
Oh, really?
Because I've had some. And I'm like, well, I just need some sort of sauce. And I don't care. I'll put almost anything on anything at that point.
Really?
I'm like, oh, horsey sauce?
Any sort of sauce.
On peanut butter and jelly? Sure.
I'll try it.
Yeah. Also, the thing that makes it hard now is, like, let's say I have gotten a spicy buffalo sauce, which I have from McDonald's, and the cup is small or the dipper is small, and you got to chew the hamburger. You have to bite it in strategic places
to
make it so it's easier. Yeah.
Right.
That's
and that's why this is so brilliant by Burger King in Hidden Valley. Like, you don't have to do that. Yeah. You can just dip it inside that
thing. This is great. Also, Steve, can you start a document or a note or however you want to do it? And just say, label it or title it possible t-shirt slogans. And then every time I say we need to put that on a t-shirt, you just add it to that document.
It's a good idea.
So the first one we're going to put on there is just possible t-shirt slogans.
Wait, hold on.
Okay, I'll slow it down for you. P-O-S-S. Okay. Still typing.
I got it now. Well, I had to open up a new document.
That's fine. Possible t-shirt slogans. We've had a million of them, and I don't know that we've ever kept track. So we're going to start to keep track today on this, the 17th day of October 2024. Dippin' is good times.
Dippin' is good times.
I do like that.
That could be a great shirt. So then randomly, this is our promise. This is a Jay and Kevin promise. Hold on a second. Let me get something here. If we're going to do a promise, we got to do it right. I apologize for the delay. Oh, I can't type. Hold on. I got it. Here we go.
Have you ever done a Jay and Kevin promise?
Shh. Oh. And now, a Jay and Kevin promise. We, the Jay and Kevin Show, do here solemnly swear and promise, at some point in the future, we will have a series of t-shirts with varying slogans on them, such as Dippin' is good times and Sniff Fruit, which we already had on a t-shirt once and we didn't sell it and make any money on it, and that was really dumb. But we'll do it in the future. This is a Jay and Kevin promise. Jay and Kevin, support this message.
That music makes me not believe it. The Big 99.9
Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I think my irrational fear, or a silly one, is Oompa Loompas.
Excuse me? They're not real.
I agree with this, though.
Kevin James.
So you are watching Willy Wonka and you're getting creeped out or something?
Oh, absolutely. And I have three older sisters that used to love to torture me by turning on Willy Wonka. They would rewind and replay the Oompa Loompa scene.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Final story brought to you by the Good Feet Store.
Oh, man, Jay, are your dogs evolving?
I don't know. What do you mean?
They're like, yeah. Well, they are, whether you know it or not.
Okay.
Let me tell you.
Maybe I got to pay better
scientists
attention.
Scientists have discovered that dogs are entering a new phase of evolution. You know, back in the day, what were dogs for? I mean, back in the day.
Pulling a sled?
Yes. Sometimes they were for work. That is true, Jay. They were for work.
Herding cattle?
For protection.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Herding cattle, that's right.
Sure.
Hunting?
Hunting, yeah. Getting, you know, go get that bird.
Guarding the homes?
Sure, yeah. Safety,
all that stuff.
Security.
That's what a dog was all about back in the day. They were working animals.
Back when there was a lot of junkyards. Was that a junkyard dog?
Companionship is much more important than any of those things. Scientists have found that this shift has increased the levels of hormones responsible for social bonding in dogs.
Whoa.
A study found that the hormone oxytocin.
Three.
I'm cutting out.
One.
You wish you were cutting out.
God. That's what drives dogs to seek contact with their owners.
Oh.
What does?
And as humans continued to, you know, domesticate the dogs, they get more and more and more. Even as humans domesticated wolves into the affectionate pets we know and love today.
Mm-hmm.
So they're saying that your dogs are, well, you know what they are?
Soft.
Like a lot of the kids these days, Jay. Thank you. They're snowflakes.
Snowflake. Oh, man. Snowflake dog.
What happened to the dogs? Man, what happened when a dog used to be a dog?
Right.
Oh, I know. Here's an idea. Go outside for a while.
My my father-in-law's dog used to would scratch at the door, even in the dead of winter in the Midwest, which was relatively severe, would scratch at the door and would just go outside and just lay in the snow. It would be snowing like crazy. Dog wouldn't even care. The dog's like, no, I like laying in the snow. This is fun.
Right.
And would lay in the snow, and then we would always laugh because the dog would just sit there looking around, watching, and the snow would pile up on its head. And then eventually it would shake his head, but he was just like, no, dude.
Loved it.
This is great. This is like going outside to play as a kid.
I remember now it's like, going,
I don't want to go outside. I want to pee in the house.
That's right. Soft, these dogs these days. I went duck hunting with a buddy of mine and my brother. And this was many years ago, but they, you know, we went. We got the boat all ready, got everything ready. We got the hunting dog ready. Dog's in the back of the truck, okay?
Yeah.
Of course he is. That's where a dog rides.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's freezing out. It's like raining the whole, you know, it's
all
almost like freezing rain, right? And the dog's in the back of the truck. And I remember being like, dude, do we need to put the dog up front? He's like, no, he loves it, man. He loves this. And you look back and you know how that dog kind of has their head up in the air sometimes?
Oh, yeah.
And it does look like they're just breathing in happiness.
They are, yeah.
That was that dog. It had ice all over its fur, and it was just like, oh, this is the best day I've ever had. I can't wait to get out there and jump in that ice cold water and go get a duck for you.
Yeah, let's go. Same dog today. Crazy. You know, I got a quilted blanket and, you know.
Oh, are you kidding?
Snuggie.
Yeah. And a vest that's got a battery operated heater in it. Booties. Ribbon for its hair.
Won't go to the bathroom until he finds a gender neutral bathroom.
Gender neutral tree.
Dogs these days, man.
Man, you know what I'm saying.
keep your dogs non-soft.
Keep them frosty.
Yeah, now we don't need them so aggressive that they're, you know, like they want to.
Well, that, yeah, people. I mean, you got to have it within reason.
There's a happy medium.
Yeah. Which
probably
is always
about 15 years ago, we had it.
That's always the thing you do with dogs, too. You're like, you know, there's somebody, let's say it, this happens at my house. Somebody rides their bike right next to the fence, and my dog doesn't like it because she thinks that's hers.
Sure.
So she'll bark, and then you're like, okay, I got it. Like, that's good. We're good. Stop barking. And then somebody comes to the house, and your dog doesn't bark. You're like, you don't even bark. And you're like, well, the dog's like, you yelled at me for barking at that guy. What am I supposed to do?
Make up your mind.
It's a dog being a dog, man.
Yeah, your dogs are old school, I think.
Oh, yeah. Wonder how they got like that.
Mm. What's a dog to do?
What the dog doing? The Big 99.9
Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
When his line is extremely funny, but nowhere near what your next line is going to be, I think that's pressure on the person who maybe not as quick-witted.
Oh, yeah, I would feel the pressure of that. I mean, that you'd seem like you couldn't keep up, and it might be exhausting.
Kevin James.
You know what we mean with that, Steve?
Yeah.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Hey, beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show. What? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show.
Morning, Cameron.
Good morning.
What's up?
Taking the kids to school and getting ready for the day.
There you go. How? Nice. What are the ages?
Got a 10-year-old going to school. 13-year-old's already at school.
There you go. Okay. All right. Well, shout out to the 10-year-old.
Not to the 13-year-old.
Well, I mean, the 13-year-old already got dropped off, so I'm sure they won't be able to.
Yeah, not there.
Yeah, not there. So, yeah. What is your 10-year-old's name?
Parker.
Parker, what's up?
He's waving.
He's waving.
Very good, Parker.
The radio's hard to understand. All right, Cameron, let's play a little Beat the Show. 7 questions of trivia in 60 seconds. The category is Harry Potter. Who do you want to challenge, me or Kevin?
I'll take on you.
That's smart. All right. Good luck on your win. I'll be back in about 60 seconds.
All right. Here we go, Cameron. What is the fictional Harry Potter sport that has become popular in the U.S. and abroad, especially on college campuses?
Quidditch.
Who wrote the Harry Potter books?
I'll come back to that one.
Pass on that one. Okay. What is the scar on Harry Potter's forehead? What does that look like?
A lightning bolt.
Emma Watson was in Harry Potter. What Rhode Island Ivy League school did she attend?
Harvard.
What was the name of the first Harry Potter book?
It's J.K. Rowling was the author.
Okay. Pass on that one. Harry Potter's initials are HP. What was the full name of the company often called just HP that developed computers, printers, things like that?
Hewlett Packard.
Harry Potter is a wizard. Who is the evil wizard in the Disney movie Aladdin?
Jafar. Okay. And it is a sorcerer stone. Nice work, Parker.
All right, let's wave back, Jay.
I mean, they really got through him. They did a thing?
They did a thing, for sure.
Yeah, they did a thing, Jay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
A good thing? I don't know what that means. I'm going to just wait and find out. They did okay?
They really did a thing.
Okay, all right.
I mean, that's how I would classify it that way. Yeah, teamwork.
Teamwork. Oh, yeah. I see with Parker. I see what you're saying. Right? Cameron and Parker together. Okay.
That'd be a good
TV
show.
That was very smart. It's Cameron and Parker. Yeah, that actually would be a good TV show.
Yeah.
All right. Well, here we go. We'll see how it goes.
All right, Jay. What is the fictional...
Pass. No, I'm just kidding. Okay.
You got jokes.
Uh-huh.
What is the fictional Harry Potter sport that has become popular in the U.S. and abroad, especially on college campuses?
Whoa, you were still talking after that? I nearly needed the sport part.
I know.
I got it. Hold on. Quidditch.
Who wrote the Harry Potter books?
J.K. Rowling.
What is the scar on Harry Potter's forehead?
He's got a scar?
What does that look like?
Boy, I don't know. X wow. marks the spot. I don't know.
Okay. Emma Watson was in Harry Potter. What Rhode Island Ivy League school did she attend?
Oh, boy. I don't know which one's from Rhode Island. I'll just say Harvard. That's got probably wrong.
I think Harvard's Massachusetts.
Okay. I just said I didn't know.
What was the name of the first Harry Potter book?
Harry Potter and the Boy Wizard.
Harry Potter's initials are HP. What was the full name of the company often called just HP that developed computers, printers, things like that?
Hewlett Packard.
Harry Potter is a wizard. Who is the evil wizard in the Disney Aladdin movies? In the Disney movie.
Jafar. No. I think that was after. But
yeah, and I screwed up that
you
question.
You did multiple times. But I'm not keeping score yeah. for you. Kevin, I could keep goodness. Kevin, you get to keep all the scores, including Steve's.
I'm going to give everybody all the answers that were close to the buzzer.
Okay. I see what you're saying. Cameron and Parker were doing the same. Okay, I got you.
All right, that's fair.
Yeah, they had a couple that they passed on. They went back and got them, but it was at the buzzer.
I see. I got you. All right, well, let's see how we did.
Okay, what is the fictional Harry Potter sport? I'll stop there.
Yeah. What were the answers? I said Quidditch. What did the fellas say?
Quidditch as well.
One to one.
Who wrote the Harry Potter books? Looking for J.K. Rowling on that one.
How'd we do, Kevin?
Everybody got it.
No, tied up 2-2.
Yes, sir. What is the scar on Harry Potter's forehead?
Mm. Yeah, I definitely got that wrong.
I did not know that.
I don't know that one. I feel bad.
Yeah, it is a lightning bolt.
Did they get that right? Is anybody keeping score or give the right answers? I don't have the answers.
No, Kevin,
it's 3-2.
Thank you.
Emma Watson was in Harry Potter. What Rhode Island Ivy League school did she attend? Now I have my doubts if it's Rhode Island, but Brown University was the right one.
Ooh.
Brown, oh yeah, get down
always,
to Brown.
I always forget that one.
Yeah.
I think I said Green.
Yeah. What did you guys say?
No, he said Harvard.
Oh, you said Harvard too. Okay.
Yeah, they agreed with you, Jay. You guys had the same guess, keeps the score the same.
Glad we can be wrong together.
What was the name of the first Harry Potter book?
Oh, I'm sure I got this one.
What did you say? You said Child?
Harry Potter, I think I said in The Boy Wizard or something like that. Wizard, I don't know.
And I would admit, I could not hear what they said on the phone.
What'd you guys say?
I'm not sure what it was.
The Sorcerer's Stone.
Yeah, that is correct. Sorcerer's Stone.
Of course it is.
That is correct.
Yeah. Of course
right,
it is, Parker. Well done, Parker.
And interestingly, I did not know this, but apparently, overseas, it was first called the Philosopher's Stone, but over here, it was called Sorcerer's Stone. They changed the title.
Yeah, way better title, just so everyone knows.
Yeah, so there you go.
4-2, fellas are winning.
Harry Potter's initials are HP. What was the full name of the company often just called HP that developed computers, printers, things like that?
Oh, I'm sure 10-year-old Parker got this one.
Yeah, no, but that's where Dad snuck in.
Oh, way to go, Cameron. Attaboy.
Yeah.
Good for something.
Yeah, right? We'll get the older ones, buddy. We got it.
Both of you were right on this one.
Oh, wow.
Nicely done.
Still 5-3, though. It's quite the lead he's got.
Harry Potter is a wizard. Who is the evil wizard in the Disney movie Aladdin? Sorry for screwing that up for you, Jay.
Yeah, thanks. I mean, I knew it. I knew that one, too.
Jafar.
Jafar's all around.
Yeah, Jafar's
all around. Wow.
Yeah.
Wait, did they get 6 then?
They did, Jay.
Holy smokes.
They did a thing. I told you.
They did a thing. I see that. I see what you're saying. Yeah, yeah. Well, this is great news then, because I'm sure Parker at age 10 would love a $25 gift card to Indaba Coffee Roasters so he can get his favorite coffee.
She's pumped.
Parker, how old are you? What size do you wear? Like, if we were to, maybe I can sneak you a sweatshirt. It would be probably better than coffee for you.
I wear a woman small.
Woman small. That's perfect, Steve. Let's make the promotions team angry again.
Okay, I love doing that.
Get her a small sweatshirt. Well,
no,
Kevin,
really
how
good? You did okay.
How would you have done?
Decent, maybe about the same as you.
Okay.
I would have gotten all 7.
Okay.
I think I would have got maybe one more right.
Probably the first book one.
No, I would have got that one wrong.
Mm. I know for sure you probably would have got the scar. You would have got the scar because you seemed like you knew that one.
Oh, yeah. That one I knew for sure.
Yeah.
I think you would have gotten 5.
That's actually pretty good, Kev. 5 would be a very good number. All right. Well, congratulations to Cameron and Parker. Well done. We'll play again tomorrow. And we're about an hour, actually 50 minutes away from the next chance to play Jay and Kevin's Big Jackpot. Someone can win over $500.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
And I think my brother's phenomenal, but sorry.
Yeah. It's not that he's not great.
Yeah.
He's
not going to
win.
Well, we are out of time to finish ranking them, unfortunately.
What a bummer, man. We could have ranked siblings all day. This would have been great.
Kevin James.
And then Steve would have said stuff like, oh, you think your sibling's better than my brother?
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's the Jay and Kevin Show stat of the day.
Stat time.
Well, sadly, only 24% of people say they have a favorite memory of a Halloween costume as a child.
Oh. Huh. I'm trying to think. I mean, I have a memory, but...
You have a memory of them, right?
Yeah.
But do you have... That favorite costume that sticks out.
Not really. I feel like they were all the same.
See, I don't either.
Yeah, I feel like all of them...
Hobo.
Yeah, right. How many years in a row can I be the hobo? Every year? Okay, right. Cool. Never took it to the next level. Always just kind of just got by. Everything was obviously handmade or homemade. You didn't purchase costumes.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh, yeah, heavens, back then, no. Probably not at all, huh?
No, uh-uh. Huh. And that's why you would, wear this worn-out hat that Dad had in the closet that Mom made him stop wearing. Here's a flannel shirt. You could roll up the pant legs a little bit, and the worst pair of jeans you had. Of course, in Minnesota, you had to wear long johns because it was always cold by then. And put some coffee grounds on your face.
Vaseline and coffee grounds.
That's it, yep.
To make the perfect beard.
That's right.
Steve, have you ever heard of that?
I don't believe I have. I mean, now I have.
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah.
I feel like it's. I feel like that was pretty old school.
Very. And if you stayed out long enough,
we could...
you know, your beard was gone by the end.
Well, yes, then you got a chocolate beard, though, after that, right?
You had a what?
Chocolate beard.
Chocolate? Oh, from eating the candy?
Yeah.
We were not allowed to eat the candy while we were out, Steve.
Oh, rule follower.
Mm-hmm. I didn't say we didn't. Mm-hmm. I just said we weren't allowed to.
Oh.
My brother may or may not have broken that rule a lot. And, of course, I was a rule follower.
Mm-hmm. Throwing your brother under
Steve,
the bus.
Steve, do you have a favorite costume from being a child?
Either the alien that I did a few years, or I was a pirate once. That was pretty cool.
And what age is it? This is like when you were
30,
you know, trick-or-treating?
Just last year. No, the alien was probably like... First time was probably 5th grade and onward, and the pirate was maybe 2nd or 3rd grade.
Okay, well, that's pretty good that you... I'm going to put you in the 24% that remembers
Seems
a
like
favorite
a, yeah.
costume as a child.
All right, I'll take it.
I have a ton that I remember as an adult that I
sure
was proud of, that we really put effort into and did a good job with. And so I remember plenty of those and being like, yeah, that was a cool costume. But as a child, I just... I don't remember ever doing anything crazy cool. I do think that we did, you know, like a football player 1 year, and I kind of remember that being cool, but I think my brother and I both did it. So like we had to share, he got the shoulder pads and I didn't because I had big shoulders, and then it was like, okay, there's a helmet. But then the other guy didn't get a helmet, but he got the black eye stuff underneath.
Yes, yes. My brother and I went as football players once. We played on the same little league, whatever it was, peewee team. We went together as the football players. Easiest costume ever. I mean, you're like, hey,
so easy.
You guys have practice? It's also Halloween. Keep it on. We're going to take you on the hood.
That's great.
Thanks. Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
And mom and dad were not
kids
going.
Don't get mad.
No, we didn't get mad. We loved it. And mom and dad aren't going because your oldest sister's taking you around. Ah, she makes us follow all the rules.
Oh, boy. What did mom and dad stay home and do?
I think they just handed out the candy.
Do you think they drank any liquor?
Oh, without question. I mean, yeah. The kids would come
that
knock on the door.
To be a thing.
Yeah, they'd knock on the door. They'd have, you know, they'd have their nightcap, and they'd be like, "Hey, you're a football player. Hold on to this ashtray for a second while I dig out a Reese's."
I won't do this meme justice that I saw the other day, but the concept, it will, you'll get the concept of it. It was like, I'm excited for Halloween in our new neighborhood because it'll be the first time I can find out which moms are my favorite who have, see, again, I'm not doing it justice. It said it succinctly, but basically the idea was the moms that have alcohol in their cups that are going around either trick-or-treating with the kids, or if you stop at their house and trick-or-treat, they're drinking something. And they were like, those are the moms I know I'm going to bond with.
So, I mean, every person carrying a cup is what you're saying.
It does seem that way, doesn't it?
It feels like it. It's like, what you got there? Hot cocoa? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yep. Hot cocoa with flames in it.
You're like, yeah, it's hot cocoa. It's like 50 degrees out. I doubt you're drinking hot cocoa.
Wait, that's not hot cocoa?
I mean, a lot of times, no. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Childhood is ruined.
I did see that they came out with the most popular Halloween country music artist Halloween costumes.
Oh, okay.
The top four.
For this year
Yeah,
already?
For this year. And it's like, these are, again, they're going to be the most popular, you know, not necessarily best, but most popular. It's Morgan Wallen at number four. Red flannel shirt.
This is who people are going to dress as.
Yeah,
okay,
they're
I
most
gotcha.
Likely to do. Red flannel, obviously, sleeveless shirt and a mullet. Lainey, lots of Western-inspired jewelry,
yeah,
as they
say.
Yeah,
I guess that's it. You just go kind of
bell-bottomy. Yep. Eric Church, got the black leather jacket, black T-shirt.
It's fun.
Aviators.
You get to wear glasses and a hat pulled down.
Absolutely. Like. And the number one, of course, is Dolly Parton because, you know, just big hair and then... You know, big hoop earrings and stuff.
Right. I really thought Jelly Roll was going to be on there.
Jelly'd be great. Yeah, just put some fake tattoos on.
Even a little Post Malone. You just get the face tattoos.
Yeah, that'd be easy. Yeah. A little bit more work than maybe the rest of them, but although Lainey feels like a lot of work, that's just a lot of stuff.
It does, yeah.
Man.
Yeah, that one seems like a lot of work.
What did you want to say? Can you what?
Oh, I was going to just give a little shout out to a Jelly Roll interview that I heard.
Yeah.
And I know it's kind of silly to promote a podcast on a radio show.
Seems like it.
But you know what? I just think it was that good and that there's a lot of good stuff in it. If you like the Jelly Roll story, if you like, you know, just the struggle of all of it and what he's done to get his life right, it's good. It's the podcast is On Purpose by Jay Shetty, which I don't know if you've heard him before. He's pretty good. The guy's very intellectual, if you will.
Okay. Ooh.
And inspiring. He does a great job, a lot of great interviews. But he had Jelly on for like, I think almost 2 hours.
Yeah.
And it was great. Great stuff to listen to from Jelly Roll.
All right. Thank you, Kevin.
And just said some things where he's like, man, I don't know if I've ever shared this before. And then he'd say something and you were like, wow, okay.
I don't
so
think
if you're
he's
a Jelly Roll fan, maybe
before.
Check it out.
What's the name of that podcast again?
On Purpose by Jay Shetty.